USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The body of former Congressman John Lewis is in Washington, D.C. for the final time. The late Georgia Congressman will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol as a member of Congress, and the public will pay their tributes and last respects to the civil rights icon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott on Congressman Lewis.
When I first became a Congress member, he was one of the first to invite me in and sat me down. And as if he could foreshadow the future, he told me not to be bitter. Yeah, he knew I was a Republican. He knew I was an African-American Republican. And that was a strange beast in the world of Congress.
President Trump, speaking at a biotech plant in North Carolina, says there's never been a more aggressive search for a vaccine. The president noted he plans to add rapid deployment of the vaccine once it has been approved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Republicans are proposing to reduce the expanded $600 weekly unemployment benefit as part of their forthcoming $1 trillion coronavirus relief plan. The Republican plan will transition to roughly 70% of a person's wages from their previous job. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas says we're still spending a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, and it's money we don't have. We're borrowing it from our kids or we're printing it. And if we're going to spend a lot of money on an aid package, it needs to be targeted well. It needs to be smart. It needs to be towards economic growth, making sure that our recovery is as fast and robust as possible. I need to remind people, we haven't spent a lot of the money that's already been passed.
The man who attacked Republican Senator Rand Paul in 2017 was sentenced on Monday to an additional 14 months in confinement. The new punishment comes after prosecutors argued the initial sentence did not appropriately reflect the injuries Paul endured from the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vice President Mike Pence says a widely distributed coronavirus vaccine could be on the horizon soon.
Today, here at the University of Miami, we will begin the first Phase 3 clinical trial for a coronavirus vaccine in the United States.
The Vice President continues.
89 sites across America with up to 30,000 participants will begin the first Phase 3 clinical trial on a vaccine for the coronavirus.
There's a warning this week from the Kentucky Ag Commissioner about suspicious packages with seeds from another country.
Kentucky is now the fourth known state to have reports of foreign seeds being shipped unsolicited. These foreign seeds appear in most cases to have originated from China.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles says there's still some unknowns about the seeds.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism. If you have received such a package, do not, let me repeat, do not plant the seeds and contact us immediately at the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1996 when in Atlanta, Georgia, the Summer Olympics were disrupted by an explosion of a nail-laden pipe bomb in Centennial Olympic Park. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.